Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 28th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the state of the Zimbabwe nation.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and on voashona.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the current political situation in Zimbabwe and the future of the Southern African nation.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been on the helm for almost 100 days, while opposition parties are in disarray ahead of the forthcoming crucial general elections. Some Zimbabweans are said to appear before a congressional committee today in USA on Zimbabwe, focusing on the democratization process and rule of law reforms following the removal of Mr. Robert Mugabe from power.
Some critics say nothing has changed and the country is unlikely to witness any significant reforms as Mr. Mugabe's colleagues, including current President Emmerson Mnangagwa, remain in power. And so, what will change in Zimbabwe before and after the general elections?
We want to hear your views on this issue. If you wish to join us right now, please phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077 or send us a text message on +1-202-465-0318 and we'll call you right back. The number again is 001-202-619-2077.
And we just received some breaking news that the government of Zimbabwe has actually barred cultural activists from installing Prince Mulelani Lopengula Khumalo as the Ndebele King this weekend, saying that the move is unconstitutional. And we hope to be giving you the story as it rolls out. So there was a letter that was written by local government minister, July Moyo, to the Crown Prince Council chairperson, Chief Matema, saying that the installation of King of Mulelani as planned this weekend should be cancelled. And the government is adamant that it is very, very unconstitutional. So follow that on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. And remember, too, that we'll be live streaming an event here in Washington soon after this live talk discussion, focusing on the democratization process in Zimbabwe. So follow us again on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. Mahlabezu lingabe litshona njani lapha elikhona, thina lapha ke siyaphila. Namhla ke sikhangela ngesimo sezombusazwe kwele Zimbabwe. Kambe likubona njani ukuthi kwenzakalani kula manje? Siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kusesikhundleni. Njalo selokhe kwaphuma umnumzana Robert Mugabe, so kwakugqukani, sifuna ukuzwa ngani. Sikhuluma nje namhlanje kulabantu abadabuka eZimbabwe ababese Capitol Hill lapha ke eMelika. Bekhuluma ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe ukuthi kambe isimo somnotho, kumbe isimo sezombusazwe sime njani. So ke lilandele khonoku ababekhuluma ngakho ku VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, lo VOA Ndebele. Lapha ngikhuluma ngama Facebook pages. Yeah, kunjalo ke wathi.
Eh, ndipodwe. Nasi tinoda kutarisa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muZimbabwe kubva nguva yakatora hurumende iyi masimba gore rapera. Toda kuti tikurukure tione kuti tafamba tasvika papi, zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika, uyezve mapato anopikisa akamira sei, ari kubatsira here kana kuti ari kudokanganisa zvinhu kupfuura pazvazvanga zviri. Uyezve muno muWashington on Capitol Hill Zimbabwe iri kukurukurwa na vanhu vakuru vakuru vezvematongero enyika munyika muno. Pane vanhu vanenge vachiuyawo kuzotaura vachipa umboo vachitaura zvavanenge vachiona nezvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe zvinenge zviripo. Tichazvibudisa futi izvozvo pazvinotanga kuitika kana tangopedza chirongwa chino. Dube. We are hoping to hear a lot of fireworks on the issues at home, and what other people think as they give their views on what is happening and what the situation is at the moment and our immediate future.
Yeah, so we'll be having Mr. Charles Ray, who was the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, and we've got Chipoti Tendere, who is a professor based here in USA, and Ben Frith. You remember Ben Frith? The guy that was in the Commercial Farmers Union. He had so many problems with Zimbabwe. So, but we're lucky right now that we've got an in-studio guest, and that is Mr. Thabang Nari. He is a political commentator based here in America. Mr. Nari, good evening.
Good evening, Kips, and good evening, Wande. Thank you for having me
on
your program tonight.
Thank you.
So, the state of the Zimbabwe nation. So, looking at what is happening today, what can you say about that kind of thing?
The American government through Congress continues to show an interest in rebuilding the relationship with Zimbabwe. And as a nation that's founded on democracy, I think they're using the Congress and the committee, the Foreign Affairs Committee, to hear views from Zimbabweans and other people who've worked in Zimbabwe on how best America can engage with Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. So ke siyabona ke ukuthi kulomhlangano omkhulu elamhlanje khona apha ke eCapital Hill kuye ngakona ukuthi kambe ilizwe leZimbabwe lingaguqulwa njani. Umnumzana omnanga wakhipha umnumzana uRobert Mugabe esikhundleni kuzobuya ke nxa sikhangela lebutho abantu bathi lokho elizibambe esidukwini, kodwa ke iMelika layo yazama ukuthi isondele eduze. Akutsho ukuthi wona umbono wakho bengakhona.
Esikwaziyo ukuthi uMnangagwa waye uvele kuZanu PF, wakhipha uMgabe waye kuZanu. Ngalokho ke i-culture, indlela izinto ezenziwa ngayo kuZanu ayitshintshanga kangako. Kwatshintshwa ubuso kuphela kwaukhulu owayese leminyaka ekhulile, kwathiwa kungcono kahambe eziphumulele emzini wakhe eBlue Roof. Ngakho ke kulobu nzima khonapho ukuthi abantu sebezibuza ukuthi ingwenya leyi esayithi kayingene sasithi ingene sasiyithemba kanjani. Yebo uMgabe abantu babesebesithi hayi kaphume sebele isikhathi eside kakhulu, kodwa abantu abasakwazi ukuthi uMnangagwa lo msebenzi uyawukwanisa uyawenelisa yini.
Musibanda.
Chimwe chinhu chinotariswa navanhu zvikuru inyaya yokuti maitiro ava Munangagwa vagara muZanu PF upenyu hwavo hose nezvaitwa navaMugabe, pane chingasiyana here pavaviri ava? Sezvo vakangokura vari vese, vari mupolitics vese, vakatonga vari vese for the last 37 years and more. So vanhu vanoda kuona kuti vari kunetseka kuona kana kuti kubvuma kuti pane difference iripo pakati pavaviri apa. Saka vaMunangagwa vane basa rakawanda kuti varatidze kuti his own man, and we're not going to get my changes. I know you want
to
run.
Maybe you can pose that to Mr. Nare in English.
Yes.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Respond to that.
Mr. Nare, I was just saying that people are very much aware of the fact that Munangagwa was always in politics in ZANU-PF along with Robert Mugabe, 37 years in government and many more years before that. Now, what Mr. Munangagwa should do, I guess, if you think that is the case, shouldn't he be trying to show the people that he is his own man, to sort of show that there is a difference in between the two of them? Maybe that, you know, it might assist the people into believing or giving him the support that he needs.
Yes. So we realize that Mr. Mnangagwa came through a military-assisted transition. Some people refer it easily as a guardian coup. And there's a crisis in terms of legitimacy. Mm-hmm. Mnangagwa also has the challenge of uniting ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. We know all along ZANU-PF has been divided along factional lines, regional lines. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mugabe had a fine balancing act to it. He had, mastered his skills in terms of patronage. Mm-hmm. So Mnangagwa is coming in as a reformer who doesn't want anything to do with corruption, mm-hmm. Which Mugabe used to leverage on. So he has that challenge that even some of the lieutenants that he's got, mm-hmm. Are people who have got, like him, serious human rights issues that and questions that they still need to answer. Mm-hmm. So it has not been an easy ride for him in his first 100 days. Mm-hmm. He's been able to attend all these international conferences and pose that Zimbabwe is open for business. Right. But Zimbabwe is open for business. It's not open for democracy. Yeah. Because democracy is a headache for Mnangagwa.
Mm, thank you so much. Yeah, we have Mr. Mabenge on the line, Mr. Duve. Mr. Mabenge, how are you, sir?
Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
No, thank you so much. We thank you for making the time. We are looking at our situation in the country at the moment in Zimbabwe, where we are, where we are headed, and also a look at the opposition political parties, if their behavior or the way they are doing things is harmful or helpful to the nation. And we would like to hear your views. We would like you to share your views with us, if you don't mind, sir.
Great. So thank you very much. It's usually very difficult to shoot from the dark when you have an open check. However, let me kick in. I heard a bit that the other guest spoke about. Mm-hmm. Let me kick in, and I think I'll start from saying that the most talked about subject today is about 100 days in office, what has been achieved. And I think it's a good starting point for us to get a sense of where we are and where we intend to go. Now, without belaboring the point around what has been achieved, because what has been achieved speaks for itself. There is nothing that has been achieved in real terms, other than the goodwill that says Zimbabwe is open for business. Other than the talk that says Zimbabwe will go for free, fair, and credible elections, what we seem to be seeing is that there is so much of talk and less of strategy and less of action. So where we are at the moment is that we are back to where we were before the military intervention, before the military coup. Where we were before the military coup is that things were difficult for the ordinary Zimbabwean, in the sense that we have seen a cash crisis and the cash crisis persists. We are clear that things are very, very expensive in the sense that there is a multiple pricing system. Basic commodities are very, very expensive and beyond reach for many of the ordinary people. Now that persists. The country was deep in corrupt tendencies. We must give it to the administration, let's call it the new administration, that they have talked about wanting to deal with corruption. But again, let's face the reality that no one has been prosecuted. No one is really behind bars because of corrupt acts and corrupt tendencies. So corruption is still sitting with us. Mm. Poor service delivery is still sitting with us. So really the reality of the matter is that Zimbabwe is still where it was in November, and there is one solution to this issue. The solution to this issue, in my view, is that it is very difficult for you to talk of economic revival as if you are talking of economic revival in an island that does not have politics. So for as long as our politics is not right and has not resolved the legitimacy question, never mind what those that are in power are telling the outside world. The reality of the matter is that market forces respond to political issues. So if we have not gotten to a point where we have a government that in the eyes of everyone, including the invisible hand, which is the market force, in the eyes of everyone, that government came through an election that was free, fair, and credible and does not have legitimacy question. It is going to be very, very difficult for whoever is there to be able to satisfy the basic needs of ordinary citizens. So the point I'm putting on the table here is I am aware that in the next 3, 4 or so months, the nation must go for an election. There is also need to concentrate on what it is that is going to drive us towards a free, fair, and credible election, because in my view, it is only after that that the economics of the country will begin to resolve itself, whether or not the current administration wins or somebody else, another new political party takes the reins. It's neither here nor there. As long as that is done correctly, I think the economics will correct itself.
Thank you very much, and I hope Mr. Wande will translate that for the Shona audience. Maybe you can say one or two words
yes.
for what you are saying.
Pane zvatora nevamabhengi vari kuti hapana chati chachinja kubva zvakaitika nyaya yekuchinja hurumende muna November. Chatiri kungonzwa anongo ama promises. Hapana strategy. And he also touched on the issue wekuti tinongova patakange tichingori muna November ndopatiri nazvino wese. Zvinhu zviri kudhura mumastoro and service delivery yacho haisati improve. So we are still in the same situation. Mr. Nare, what do you think about what Mr. Mabhengi has just said, his emphasis on the poor service delivery? We still have the cash crisis, he said. Things are expensive in the stores, and we are hearing a lot of promises, and there doesn't seem to be any strategy that has come out in the open from this government.
Thank you, Wande. I'll prefix my reply by saying the Minister of Finance in Zimbabwe, Honorable Patrick Chanemasa, was recently speaking, could we have been in Parliament, saying the people of Zimbabwe do not trust banks. That's why there is no money. He said that even if you put billions of dollars in the banks, people would simply go and remove the money. But I think I need to shed some light there and say the people actually do not trust the Reserve Bank, they do not trust the government of Zimbabwe.
Yes.
So there is that breakdown of trust in terms of the citizens of Zimbabwe and the government. And the breakdown can only be restored through a process of engagement. Of course, the free and fair, credible elections. When you have a government that is seen as legitimate, a government which hopefully could even be a coalition, could involve different political parties in Zimbabwe and not necessarily have this strong hand of the military behind it, then people will have confidence. I think it's good to change the personalities, the faces. It's interesting when people wear scarves of Zimbabwe and they say, no, Zimbabwe has changed. But fundamentally, we need a change of policies, we need a change of culture, and it does not look like ZANU-PF will be able to deliver that.
Right.
Ngasi sikhangele kodwa nare siyezwa lapha ke umnumzana umnanga kwesithi kuzaba lokhetho olubalulekileyo eZimbabwe. Aphinde akhulume njalo lokuthi yena ngesifiso sakhe ubona ngazani kuzaguquka okuningi. And ukuquka lokuthi akuthathi ilanga elilodwa, akuthathi amalanga ayi 100. So when ungathini ngakho ukukhulumayo
mina ngokubona kwami eZimbabwe okwesikhatshana sisahlala siba lama investors abuya ezobona ezokuzwa kodwa ecine engafakanga imali ngenxa yokuthi abe engalaqiniso sibili lokuthi laba abantu abathi sebetshintshile kungabe kutshintshile na ukuchinja kwesinye isikhathi kutsho ukuthi ngathi ukhuluma ngama-elections. Ama-elections enziwa yi-ZEC. I-ZEC ilokhe ilama-commissioners achiya efakwe ngubaba uMgabe. You know, siyawazi amabizo ama commissioners. Izek sizokuthiwa secretariat ezek up to 15% ngabantu abasebenza besebuthweni. Lokho kwenza abantu bengabi le confidence ukuqiniseka, you know, igunye uthemba lokuthi ama elections la esikhuluma ngawo azaba free and fair. Siyazi ukuthi PVR yenzakele kodwa abantu bayazibuza ukuthi kuzabalwa kuhle. Sizwile izinduna okumele abethwa azikhulumi eze politics zingenela sezithi zona sezisekela elinye ibandla.
So what Mr. Nare is saying here is simply that many things are not going to change in Zimbabwe in the long term, right?
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Now, Mr. Mabenge, we are informed that President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government has managed to secure about $3 billion in some kind of investment commitments. This is massive. Let's not undermine it, right?
That's a large amount in any language.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Mabenge.
I'm not so sure what securing means. Is securing a commitment, if I may ask? And is the commitment secured? Let me put it that way. I think, you know, the problem that we've had is that year in, year out, the former president, Mr. Mugabe, went to different countries. He went to Russia, he went to China, he went all over, and he brought with him mega deals. Mega deals. And 2-3 years down the line, 5 years down the line, there is no single mega deal that we have seen. There cannot be a commitment to investment that beats a mega deal. There is no single mega deal that we have seen. In fact, if anything, we are battling with the likes of Uchivayo's own deals there, where they promised that they would put on solar panels, etc., and nothing has been done. Now, in Shona, we say totenda zama zaswera nebenzi, meaning that we only believe when we see, believe in seeing. Now, there is no problem with securing $3 billion worth of deals. We want to see the deals. We want to see the investments. It will only make sense when the investments begin to impact on the lives of ordinary people. It is like an argument that says that Zimbabwe is experiencing 7% GDP growth per annum. Every year, there is 7% GDP growth. And we ask, what kind of economic growth is this that does not create jobs? What kind of economic growth is this that does not, you know, extract, that does not get people out of poverty?
Right.
So if $3 billion is secured in terms of investment, for as long as that investment is not going to deal decisively with questions of getting Zimbabweans out of poverty, getting Zimbabweans out of massive inequality, getting Zimbabweans to enjoy what they sweat for, getting Zimbabweans to go to work in terms of creation of employment, then that is hollow investment. It is investment that we do not need. In fact, if anything, Zimbabwe does not actually quite require that level of external investment or foreign direct investment. What Zimbabwe needs is a government and a system that manages available resources to the best optimum use in terms of access by ordinary people.
Right.
What do I mean here? We have natural resources in Zimbabwe. We have abandoned land. We have diamonds. We have gold. We have all that it takes for an economy to tick without foreign direct investment.
Right.
And the biggest challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is that we have not plugged the walls around the leakages. We have not actually put in place a system that allows economic activity currently happening in the country to be able to input into the national fiscus and benefit the ordinary citizen. So really talk about $3 billion, attracting $3 billion in foreign direct in investment is empty as long as it is not going to impact positively on the people's lives. So if $3 billion is going to take 10 years for the impact to be felt, then we do not need that kind of investment. In fact, what we need to do is to correct basic and economic fundamentals within the country and make sure that what is there and what is available is used for the best and for the benefit of the ordinary people in Zimbabwe. We can create employment using what we have. We can actually make our budget tick using what we have. We can plug holes from corruption. The 7 million and several other millions that are channeled to individuals
mm-hmm.
who are doing nothing could be plowed back into the national fiscus and the economy ticks.
Right. Okay. Mr. Mbenge, we are coming back to you in a while. We have been there before. Takazviona zvese. Madeals akamboitwa nana vamugabe ne government yakanga iripo hapana chakabuda. And ari kupavo example ye zvana chifuyo zvema 7 million hapana chakabuda. We have a caller. Mukoma Isaac muripo here?
Yes,
ndirivo. Tibatsirewo kwa munonzwa zviri kutaurwa kaizvi kuti zvina zvina kumira zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka uyezve tarisiro yedu ishoma kuti zvinhu zvichakurumidza kuchinja. Munoti chiibo nazvo?
Aiva, mashoko ndeyetu. Hurumende yedu iyi, hurumende yembavha nevatodzi, hakuna
Maybe yes, ask him to move a little bit. Yeah, can you move a little bit so that we can hear you? Now I think we can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. You put your room in the Panakana Zunas, Chakana Zunas, Tina Tarifira, Utica Gona, Utiba Tira, Akutira. You remember Makoro, you remember Zimbabwe. We say this is Ivy Tigavarito, which is Rona, Akura, you will have something that Panakarina Tarifa.
Saka hapuna chamunotarisira pavari kuti vanga kupindudzawo zvinhu zvishomanana.
Aiwa, zvishomanana hapana. Zvekutoti kanguva kashoma kasosara ikaka dai vanhu tatorejista tikandokundovhota. Kundovhota chete zviko kutatisunungura. Hurumende imbavha idzi.
Mkoma Isaac is not very amused with the situation, mm-hmm. particularly with this government. He says he's using very strong language.
Which we don't encourage, by the way. Unless these guys go to court, you can't call them Bava Makororo.
So he's using very strong language.
Yeah, which we don't encourage.
He's saying that the people in this government were there in the previous government, so they are not bringing anything new, so we should not expect any changes from these people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Mapenge, if I may come to you before I go to Mr. Nari. So we see that we may blame mm-hmm. the government, or people may blame the government, but there are some who are blaming NGOs. You're part of the state of the nation. They are saying that NGOs are getting lots and lots of money. And as such, they won't actually democratize Zimbabwe in a good way. So we are being funded by some outsiders. At the same time now, it means that the person that has got the money does something, controls the pipe, you know? Right? Go ahead, Mr. Mbeki.
I do not know if the proportion of financial aid and financial resources that comes through NGOs is anything significant in terms of what is needed to get the economy ticking. Now, it would be folly for the government of the day to expect non-governmental organizations to come in and actually do what the state must be doing. Now, the NGOs that I am associated with are NGOs that are dealing with democracy, human rights, and governance. And these are not NGOs that are providing balls. These are not NGOs that are in emergency and relief. The kind of NGOs that I work with, which is the realm and ambit of civil society. Now, the responsibility of civil society is to ensure that there are checks and balances in the system. There is to ensure that there is transparency, there is accountability. You cannot actually have a system that does not have that
Mr. Mapenge are saying you're money driven. People are saying you're money driven, and as such, you're not doing enough. You're actually after money. Can you answer that one in 1 minute?
My answer to that one is very obvious. We are driven by passion, and we are driven by the need to see a democratic Zimbabwe.
Okay, fine. So I think it was less than a minute. Mabanazi, can you respond to that?
Okay.
Very briefly, yeah.
So civic society, NGOs in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal position is that civic society in Zimbabwe should be underwritten, should be sponsored by Zimbabweans.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that in the past 20 years, the economy of Zimbabwe has been in regression. We know that ZCTU, which used to survive on members' subscriptions, has been struggling because their members are unemployed. They've not been able to collect their remittances from their members.
Mm.
So if the economy was doing well, we would be having communities,
local sponsorship.
Mm. But as it is, we have partners, we have friends from all over the world, including America. And clearly, as civic society, we have said to ourselves, in the past, there has been some wrong that has been done. And we've worked hard on improving corporate governance within civic society. And clearly, those that have abused funding,
mm-hmm.
Some of them have even shut down regrettably, you know. So it's not easy to run a civic society group. I know so many people are struggling to do that.
Yeah.
But the cause is democracy and justice in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nari. Yeah, that was a quick one. Yeah, start with Moyo Skatazile, who's in Mount Darwin. Sabona ke Mamoyo. Ngiyaphila umoya ubaba kumbe umama
umama
kunjani mama
ngiyaphila kunjani mhlobo
isiyaphila kakhulu nantu kudabo ngathini ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe kulezi nsuku
yazi into eyenzakala eZimbabwe kulezi nsuku ka ngingayibeka kanje mhlobo ukubuswa sekwenziwe ngumnangagwa ka besikhangelele intshuntshu ekade isemehlweni yethu besikhangelele ukuthi sizabona into ezingcono kodwa hhayi qiniseli khona ukuthi akulalutho esithe salubona sisuke-ke lapho sithi ukubusa kwakusenziwa ngumgari okamnangakho ama-students yena wathi sele-democracy kobulawayo bashayiwe ama-students layova leyana eHarare seke Chitungiza Road abantu bathuthulwa babulawa emashingo ama-students akakademonstrator bachayo yazi ukuthi xa sizama ukukukhangela so siyabona ukuthi hhayi umehluko akula and veli lizwe lela ukuthi baze balikwanise ka abasoze balikwanise elifuna umuntu yazi iphathi kumbe ezinikele ukuthi ifuna ukuvuselela ilizwe laba abantu has been looting looting and even wakhangela umnankagwa wayena wathi ufuna ukukhitha i-corruption ngabantu abantuthuri lezi mali ezingaqambekiwe amafiga bonke otshombo ompofu babe senze i-corruption eyaziwayo not efihlekile but ukuthi sibone ukuthi justice ingena ngathi hhayi asikuboni even yeuri sibile ngokwakhe uyazi ukuthi umuntu lwana ka yazi kodwa unkulunkulu ngabe ukuthi uyapanisha ka
ungatshintshi kufomi umuntu orit qhubeka khonapho kodwa si-encourage ututubani ngawafo
ngingathi ngikuthela ukuthi i-corruption yenzo izindanguthiwuri abantu ayesebenza labo ukuthi eth ukuxotsha abantu abayanga and-energetic emsebenzini anti besala bona abantu abagugileyo bafuna ukusalelani bona bangena imisebenzi at the age of 23 kodwa they are good at firing umuntu oyabe energetic ukubezele sithi wena umkakho ngoye-m d c umsebenzi uyakuphelela ukuthiwa ama-allegations angaqedakaliyo i-corruption esekubhekene nje asitolerate such kind of nonsense ukuthi thiwa singafuna ukulidwa ngabantu abanjani thina sesifuna uchanisa phansi noma phezulu uchanisa ngesimfunayo
ye bamba khonapho ungayikatshana ntombi endala so ngiyakwazi ukuthi uyakhuluma lagesishona akufake khona ukwathi ukukhuluma ukufake ngesishona mama
ngiri kuthi kutonga kwakaitiwa navamugadi ukada kutarisa kana ukaita muorganization yezisharati wainzi kwanzi ukaita murume kana muopposition unologwa wooneswa ndondo wodzingwa basa asi vari kudzinga vanhu vari young and energetic to rebuild this country vachisarayiwo vanhu vakakura kudhara vakatendera vada kuita chiyiwo vachendera but it deprives my young and energetic stars of Amanguana, Manukuna without Nika Ibudiri. And the Tikatakutarisa, Kutonga Kwamaka for 100 days, Nema promises our nothing good, Shatatita owner Jesus. A fight to a corruption in my organization, each department, Apana Chaita, Rasho Rakataura. Munwana wataka tungonzwa ina gasungwa ndiye okupa PhD refetu zvina kudzidziwa zvakatiwa grace. What about the rest? Kunongotaura vana uchine vakafutira chii. So there is no point kuti tirambe takateerera munhu achingotaura kuti vari kuzvibroadcastirei kuti takudai uchine takuzodai makazomudii. Nekuti what is important is the result. Did justice prevail? If you don't want justice, no prevail, quite ordinary people, what would you be struggling to say? But you know, when I was thinking about is that fair? Is that justice? Not from our Tonga and Pumu, I know impose such kind of president. I don't recommend you. I would rather recommend you can have to try and get out of home as my leader.
Thank you. Tatenda, Yeah, 10 days.
Yeah. Tinotendera mashoko enyu akadzama zvikuru amai. Munotaura zvinonzwikwa zvikuru. Manje musati maenda, mungatiudzawo here kuti toita sei?
Inini tandiri kuona tatingatoita sofaka nemamiriro akaita zvinoka. Mayouth asina mabasa. Mayouth ajaira kushandiswa kunzi anotengerwa doro nembanje, vachivhota, vachimhanya, vachingotaura chiimba zvisina nebasa. They must stop that kind of nonsense. Vatore sezvitupa kwaregistrar. Registrar yacho yakatoora ofisi yacho. They failed to give vanhu zvitupa. Vakatora mbudzi kuno kudzevanhu mari dzevanhu, but zvitupa vanhu havana kuvapa. Vanhu ngavaite rimwe. Vati fight to acquire my national registration card. Avo voregesa kuvhota taimi chiripo. Tomira semayouth kuti munosvika 40 years hausati wamboshanda kana kuziva 4 men pamberi pako. What's that? Mai vako chaivo vanoshaya kupfeka kana shangu. Iwewe muyouth wacho tondipa bhedhi anoita nekupfeka bhero. Tinoda kutopfekawo designed clothes of which that's a normal life.
Thank you so much. Siyabonga ntombi endala sibili. Andingikosikazi moyo.
Yebo, ngikosikazi.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu sibili. Ukhulumile phela kuthiwa umama engakhuluma abantu balalela, atsho kunjani?
Yeah.
Bebelalela abantu lapha sibili bakuzwile ukuthi utheni ungadinela kusasa ntombi endala.
Hayi, siyabonga kusasa, lisifonele inamba enzima lezi.
Yeah, izalifonela sibili kakhulu, sibongile mama. So she has said it all. Yep. So do we need to say anything?
She's very passionate and very eloquent. I don't know, Mr. Nare.
Yes. And I think the last point that she spoke about really, I think, touched my heart. I mean, when she says that there are 40-year-old Zimbabweans who have never known what it is like to work in a formal job or own a business that is thriving. So we have literally destroyed a whole generation due to regressive, individualistic and politics, you know. So I think that has to change. I think our national leaders need to appreciate that, they have been a disgrace and an embarrassment to us, you know, which is why our nation right now, even though we have a new administration, we really have serious issues to deal with. Yes.
And for those people who have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current political situation in Zimbabwe and the future of the Southern African nation. And our guests are Mr. Thabang Nare, who is a political commentator based in USA. And we also have Mr. Joy Mabenge, the regional coordinator of the Southern African Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. So, Mr. Mabenge, back to you. So, today, just within the next 25 minutes, there will be a congressional hearing here in USA, you know, concerning Zimbabwe. So, but there are some critics who always say, if you see a Zimbabwean going to USA, if you see a Zimbabwean going to Britain, if you see a Zimbabwean going to Australia to appear before a congressional hearing. Problematic day, right? So now, do you think that something that will come out of that, people are going to listen or not?
Hello?
Are you there? Mr. Mabenge? Oh, I think we've got a problem there. So, Mr. Mabenge, are you there? No, Mr.
Hello?
Yes.
I think I'm losing you or I've lost you.
Oh, yeah. Now we can hear you. So, this congressional hearing that is there today, what's your thoughts about that congressional hearing? I think we've lost him. So, Mr.
So, the congressional hearing, I think what we need to appreciate is that other governments in the world have got processes, you know, by which their institutions like Congress gather views. And they like to gather views from the affected people. So in this instance, they are gathering views from Zimbabweans. So whether or not you go, those processes will go ahead. And these processes, they are calendar events, which means they are there in the program. You know, it's not like they decided, okay, now we need to have one on Zimbabwe. You know, they are ongoing all the time. So as Zimbabweans, we need to take advantage of such processes. Very much like our president went off to Davos and met different world leaders. You know, we then have these smaller events that are there. And all of us, ideally, should be ambassadors for Zimbabwe to say, no, Zimbabwe is a good place where you can invest. But because of the reality on the ground where, you know, we have serious governance and human rights issues, people then go and discuss the situation as it is. So I think it's very inaccurate, it's unfair to say that people are simply going to Congress to appear there because they are going to get some money. You know, after all, some of these events, you're not paid to appear. You are invited, you know, and it's, yeah.
Now, let's read what people are posting before I take the next caller. Tumisani Malinga writes, "The military-assisted transition is wrong. That was a plain coup, and the people had nothing to do with it. Actually, ZANU-PF campaigned to have the masses on the bandwagon." So now those are some of the issues that maybe we can talk about. But uwamanje ngizokutaka kule khola ecingweni lapha. Sabona ke mfowethu.
Sabona Mthembo.
Ye kunjani baba Willard?
Ngiphilile nkosi yami.
Ye ngumoyo he?
Ye ngumoyo esilobela.
Ye akutsho ke moyo ukuthi wena ulibona njani udaba lweZimbabwe. Okwenzakala kathesi kweZimbabwe njalo. Lokuthi Zimbabwe ephambili iyangapi?
Ah, ngiyamangala ukuthi kathi lithi Zimbabwe yakathesi litshoni madoda.
Khona ukuthi kwenzakalani?
Ah, phela Zimbabwe kakutshintshanga lutho lapha. Kumbele inqanje walihlala e-America ngapho licabanga ukuthi kutshintshile. Kula lutho olutshintshileyo la.
Akusitshele, tshela thina.
Imigwaqo lokhu ifile. Thina abasebenzayo ngile 31 years ngagraduate angisebenza angaze ngibambe into othiwa yi-payslip. Abantu bayabotshwa namhlanje nje edonsi izolo, izolo edonsi esilobela lapha bekuhola irayisi. Abantu bencitshwa irayisi ukuthi kuthiwa ngabe MDC kabahambe bayephiwa irayisi ngutswangirayo wabo wafayo. Into kazitshintshanga kula nto etshintshileyo lokho kuyikonokuyana okudala kwatshintsha kuphela ukuthi Robert Mugabe kwaba ngu-Emmerson Mnangagwa. Akula nto etshintshileyo lizayibona. Abantu kabayekele ukuthi yona betshelwa amanga ngabantu laba bezanu-P F. Akula nto ezatshintsha, kuzahlala kunjalo mthokotho ezilong kule balelithi ZANU. Akula nto etshintshayo, yikho lokho kuphela. Akula nto enye kuthiwa kutshintshile, kutshintshena, kutshintshanga lutho lapho.
Imali ke kathesi ayibuyi yini ezikhwameni ikumbe vele emabhanga akulalutho.
Imali kayibonwa baba, isibhono sexoxo. Ayibonwa into kuthiwa yimali ebhenki kakula mali. Imali kuthiwa ithengwa umuntu udla efonini, uyethenga ithukela ngefoni, uyethenga ilokuzeni isamende ngefoni, ubhadala umfana wenkomo ngefoni. Akula mali, abantu bayahawula kula nto ekhona. Akula nto etshintshileyo, in fact gentlemen. Iqiniso lihle yinto nje okuphuthe abantu bebanjwa amehlo ukuthi kuthiwa kwatshintshwa. Akakutshintshwa, alibonanga ngani uMnangagwa sethatha umbuso wanika uMugabe 10 million waphinda wathi kabotshwa, waphinda wathi uzabe emhambisa ezibhedlela. Ligawunti kutshintshena, anti lokhu kungumgabe obusayo vele.
Pho-ke kuthiwani kuyiwa phambilini lapha mvukamoya?
into enkulu kakhulu kakhulu abantu beZimbabwe ofuze babe yazi ukuthi isikhathi sesifikile sokuthi babe kwazi ukuthi ukuvota kwabo lonyaka uzaba ukuvota kokulungisa impilo yabo kumbe ukudiliza impilo yabo. Kabavotele iMDC Alliance, bavotele uChamisa, ilizwe leli lizalibona lisiya phambili ngoba umfana ole 40 years ngumuntu owaziyo inhlupho zanamhlanje, ngumuntu owaziyo ukuthi izwe leli lingathathwa lapha lisiwe ngapi. Ulolwazi ufresh engqondweni yakhe, kakatshontshi, kakabi kwazi izinto ezini, kalaqala futhi alibalekelayo, ngumuntu o-innocent, nguye umuntu ozalungisisa ilizwe leli ukuthi liye phambili. Ngaphandle kwalokho, hhayi madoda, ngingalibhejela.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Mnumzana Willard Moyo khona ngapha esilobela, ungadinwa lakusasa, ukhona ngale ke enkabazwe. All what you are saying is that nothing has changed in Zimbabwe.
Yabonga tu.
Yes, bonga kakhulu baba. So he says nothing has changed in Zimbabwe, and you know, the change of government was only on paper, nothing else. So Mr. Mugabe is out, and now comes in Mr. Mnangagwa, the same administration almost. You know, he's very skeptical about what is happening in Zim. What's your take on what he's saying?
Yes, I think it's interesting that at the end, I think it's his own political inclination, but he raises the candidature of Honorable Chamisa. He says, no, this is the guy that has taken over, and this is the person that will bring about the change. So you can see that in our politics, there is a feeling amongst young people that somehow the older generation of politicians, like Mnangagwa, and you know, should retire, and they should give way to younger.
But the ZANU-PF guy, ZANU-PF guy, will say no. Emerson is our guy, and the youth in ZANU-PF are actually campaigning for Mnangagwa. ET is our vote. So how do you put that, Mr. Nare, into context? Like, you know, they are campaigning for him.
I think it's
and those
very,
are the youths, right?
It's very interesting. I think the one youth that we have in ZANU-PF, in the cabinet of ZANU-PF, he's not even in cabinet because he's a deputy minister, is Honorable Terence Mokope. So we have that challenge, that how do you accommodate the youth?
One second. Let's just cut you a little bit there. We've got Honorable Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Member of Parliament. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good evening. So we are discussing the issue of the democratization process in Zimbabwe. And now what we're talking about right now is, you know, there is so much that is happening in Zimbabwe. But some people are saying nothing has changed. Mr. Mnangagwa is still the same Mugabe, and Mr. Mugabe was Mnangagwa. And, you know, can you tell people the truth, Mr. Honorable Chuma? Has anything changed in Zimbabwe?
Well, to be honest with you, if one is going to be optimistic and realistic as well, you will surely note that there is some changes that have occurred to our dear country. We can rewind back to that era where we closed ourselves off the rest of the world. We were now almost enemies to everyone, including even our neighbors like Botswana. But come this dispensation now, we are seeing re-engagement, where we are seeing ourselves opening up, opening our arms, opening businesses and saying, let's embrace each other. We are a global village. We are a global family. We all need each other. And hopefully when people come in, we engage in that respectful term to say that while we come in, I mean, while we open the doors for people to come in, they will come in knowing that they are coming into someone else's house and coming with a bit of respect, and then treat each other with that brotherly outlook and respect. So there is definite change. There is definite positivity in everything that Zimbabwe stands for today. And I think it would be very folly for anybody to say that there is no change at all that they are seeing, and compare this era with the with our former president Mugabe's era, that would be definitely unfair and untruthful on anybody's part.
And I guess Mr. Wande wants to ask you a question right now.
Mr. Chuma Makadinenyu. Ndiripo zvangu. Ko, chinyi chinoita kuti vanhu vasabvuma kuti zvinhu zviri kuchinja, kana kuti vave netarisiro kuti zvinhu zvichachinja? Se vanhu vachiomerwa nenyaya yekungobvuma kuti zvinhu zvichanaka kana kuti zvava kuchinja? chii chinodaro
right chinhu chinokonzera maonero iwavo sekutanga nechekuti vamwe vanhu vagara vane phobia yechange vamwe vanhu vanoramba kana chenji ichiitika munhu anochuza kuramba ari muold page just like zvinomboitika kuvabereki nevana inini ndakadai ndakura kudai ndakutonzi honorable Chuma kuna mai vangu inini ndichingori kamwana iko kaya kaakabereka akayamisa zvamu zvokutoti even kana zvikagona kuitika anogona kuto ndiriwa nembamba chaizvo yekuti mwanangu watadza apa haamboda kundiona semunhu akurawo aane mhuri yakewo so I think there are people who still have that kind of mindset the other unfortunate thing vamwe vanhu vanoramba vakapfeka mapolitical jacket is whatever happened so much that as long as something is still called ZANU-PF iye kwaari ichocho chakatomushatira haatomboona anything nice about it haatomboona chinhu chakanaka chinoitwa nemunhu anonzi ZANU-PF so anonzi ZANU-PF akaita chinhu chakanaka sei kwaari it is still just that old mentality yake yaakamborwadziwa nayo experience yake yaakambowana saka haade kuti aite adapt and change and agree also kuti aiwa that name is a name that stood for the institution that was abused by other people who were within that institution for whatever reason they actually had but inini maone kangu ndechekuti vanhu ngavabvume kutarisa chinhu neutrally people when they start removing political jackets and wear developmental jackets zvichine nepolitics people will begin to realize and appreciate kuti aiwa but apa uyu agona wani paagona munhu arohwerewo maoko paatadzawo zvoti aiwa apa waita sei watadza
so honorable Chuma we are told that within the next 11 minutes there is going to be a congressional hearing on Zimbabwe here in USA. What's your take on some of these hearings?
Well, my sincere hope is that when these people look at it as well, let them not look at these things from those hateful eyes and minds that they carried about Zimbabwe ever since our land reform program that really disturbed them. Let them look at Zimbabwe with an eye and say that it's a country that is capable of changing, a country that is capable of transformation. And once they start doing that, I'm sure even in their own hearings there, they'll begin to be objective. So all I want to pray for is pray for objectivity amongst those people that are going to be sitting in that hearing and for people to really look at things not from a political eye, but from a realistic sort of eye to say, what has happened? Where are we? Where were we? And where are we going?
Thank you very much.
Ndoza mbotaura na Mr. Nare zve objectivity kuti hatingangoshori everybody anoshedzwa kuzopawo uchapupu nemasenators ku Capitol Hill asi like Mr. Chuma is saying kuti he hopes kuti vanhu vanoenda ikokoko vachava neutral vachipawo information iri objective because you know it represents our situation and that it will give them a better view of how to assist wherever they can be assisting. I don't know, Mr. Nare, how you felt about the last part of his presentation just now.
Yes. I think what one has to appreciate is that government in Zimbabwe needs to engage civic society. You know, we have the United Nations peer review mechanisms on human rights. And that process allows the United Nations to interact both with the government of the day and with civic society. But lately, in my knowledge, government in Zimbabwe, led by Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, has not taken the effort to engage civic society, to have an open door. They are busy meeting the Chinese, all these diplomats. But as Zimbabweans, we are not meeting each other.
Do you think that there is some trepidation, there is some fear of the government because of the broken trust between the two, between the people and its government? Why do you think the government is, you know, is going around in circles, leaving the people that they should be talking to and going to talk to some other people away from their own citizens. Why do you think is that?
I think it's regrettable that the government of Zimbabwe does not respect Zimbabwean civic society, especially civic society that's working in democracy and human rights and governance. Mm-hmm. Yet we see the influence of civic society, because when civic society does share its updates with different embassies, mm-hmm. with different governments, these have been considered. So we can solve this at home if we have respect for each other. Right. But the government of Zimbabwe does not respect civic society because it thinks that they are simply foreign sponsored. But civic society, I think, represents a significant population within Zimbabwe, and the government led by Mr. Mnangagwa should make effort to always engage. Mm-hmm. Not this language of saying people are backing, will continue doing what you're doing, mm-hmm. you know, because each and every one of us as a Zimbabwean is a diplomat and represents the country. But at least we must talk about it. Yeah.
Yes, we baba ke kona ngapo baba chuma singathi kusasa eZimbabwe imenjani?
Angizange
ngabo. Ikusasa yelizwe leZimbabwe uyibona njani?
Ikusasa yelizwe leZimbabwe ini kabi oqala kusadingakala ukubana kube nokuzwisisana nokusebenzelana ndawonye omunye lomunye phakathi kwethu khonapha siyiZimbabwe. Then nxa singaba nomoya wokuma omunye ajame ame ngalo, omunye ajame ame ngalo, sizabe siloku sibhoda ndawo yinye, sijida ndawo yinye ngenxa yokuthi yona sinasibhoda sehlulekile ukubana sibambisane indlela yenu, ngoba umumo weZimbabwe wakusasa udiphenda kakhulu nathi thina abantu izizalwane zaseZimbabwe. Kusamele sike sibe nenguquko ekukhangeleni izinto, sibe nenguquko ekucabangeni izinto. Siyenzele kona kuthiwa ngamakhiwa lesing outside the box, sibe noku-paradigm shift okuthize sibili, sike siyekele ukukhangela ngezimbangazizane zokuthi ngabi-MDC what one. Sibekukhangela ukuthi hayi, but into loko yinto yethu, ilizwe lethu, pho singakwenza njani ukubona ibe ngcono sicabange ngokulungiselela ikusasa yethu, abantwana bethu lezizukulwane ezizalandeni. Ngathi ngakubamba njalo, I think kuzaba lo mahluko lomthi into omkhulu kakhulu ozaba very positive. Kodwa singala sekuzimilana siloku sibele emuva, sibele emuva, yikho lokho okuzasibele emuva. Njengakho lokho kade kukhulunywa ngomzana oceda kukhuluma indaba yama-civil society groups lawana. Enye inkinga ebethi khona laphana ukuthi bona labo abantu abagqubu lawana ebesengene kwezepolitiki, yabo bona bevele bethwalele indaba bezihloka ngesikhathi sonke. So njengoba sokuthiwa ingazi imbangela okunye, mhlawumbe yibona kwamadona fandimbe yini okumele utshele umuntu into afuna uyenze akhiphe imali. Kodwa labo bekawukhangela kuhle into lokhu bangene emqondweni njalo nasemkhondweni okuhamba ngokuthibona azivisileni izihamba ngeyedwa. Ngibona ngantu yasonke omunye lomunye udinga omunye, ngakuthi kwenziwa khona.
Yeah, so Mr. Honorable Chuma is actually appealing for everyone to be patriotic, you know. How far can you go with patriotism in any case, Mr. Nan?
I think I'm very clear this afternoon that I'm sitting with media practitioners who are very patriotic about Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
People may look at you at VOA and think that, you know, you're working in America and you don't know. But you are patriotic. You want the truth to be known about what is happening, because the truth helps Zimbabwean citizens to make better decisions. It helps Zimbabweans, the government, to make better decisions. But if we then tell people the truth, and then when you are telling people the truth, they say you are not being patriotic, then it shows that some of our brothers and sisters who are in government have got a problem. They do not really have the interests of Zimbabwe at heart. They have got their own selfish interests, you know, because while this goes on, the corruption goes on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your last word, Honorable Chuma, 10 seconds.
Well, like I said before, this is how I can't be. The economy is for us to speak as Zimbabweans. Let us join hands together. Be optimistic about it. Let's be objective and peaceful about it as well. And I think
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Juma. I think time is up, Honorable Juma. Apparently, there's no extra time here, unfortunately. So, sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Thabang Nare, independent political commentator, Mr. Joy Mabenge, coordinator in Southern Africa of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, and Honorable Joseph Chuma, who is a ZANU-PF MP. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
And bye-bye. I'm Tanono Kawande. We will see you again next time on this same place. Have a good day.